South Florida law enforcement officers and community leaders are mobilizing against the region's opioid crisis. Last year, more than 1,000 people here died after overdosing on opioids, including heroin and carfentanil, a drug so potent it's used as an elephant tranquilizer. Jonathan White is a special agent based in Miami for the Federal Drug Enforcement Administration.
It oftentimes starts in people's medicine cabinets. Some people accidentally can find themselves addicted to an opioid, and it's a very short pathway to heroin. And other people, oftentimes young people, just think it's a harmless, fun thing to try.
Sean Bramer is police chief for Florida Atlantic University in Boca Raton. Last month, his 42 officers received overdose response training. They'll now be carrying Narcan, a drug that can keep overdoses from becoming deadly.
We haven't had any opiate overdoses on campus just yet. However, what we are trying to do is to be proactive and not be reactive and then have to deal with it on the backside.
A recent panel discussion at FAU included a video about opioid addiction called Chasing the Dragon. A link is available on our website, WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte.